You're wired in.
SmallCapVoice.com.
Following is a presentation of SmallCapVoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support. Now, with your online business briefing, SmallCapVoice.com's Stuart T. Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, to another online business briefing brought to you by SmallCapVoice.com. And as you just heard, I'm your host, Stuart Smith. And once again, we're going to shine that spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the market today. Now, to that end, we are speaking to MedX Holding. They're traded on the over-the-counter, the OTC, under the ticker symbol MEDH. And I want you to learn more about this company by visiting their website, medxholdings.co. We're lucky enough to be joined by the chief executive officer of the company, Mr. Hans Enriquez. Hans, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Stuart. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in, Hans. Now, as you heard at the outset, we are speaking to you for the first time. We'd love to learn more about your company and yourself, but let's start off with the company and its business model. For the listeners who may not be familiar with your company, describe it for us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to MedX Holdings. We are a cannabis brands and acquisition company. So we'll be involved in retail, you know, we'll be vertically integrated as far as, you know, cannabis and hemp products. So from farm to retail, you know, from seed to sale, you know, we are looking to build some of the most innovative brands that you'll be seeing in the coming years here in the cannabis industry. And that has to do with a lot of branding. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of brand development, a lot of businesses that have been kind of waiting in the wings as far as development. And, you know, in their incubation period. So we've had a lot of access to deal flow over the years, and we're ready to bring these to market.
Well, very good. What a good time for your company, or for us to also be speaking to your company after the recent elections, as well as some of the states that have come on board. We look like we're at that tipping point here, at least in the United States. And I know a lot of people have optimism with Joe Biden in office that we could see nationwide legalization at some point. Obviously, I'm looking at your website. Positioning for the full legalization is key. And as you talked about, it is a holding company. It's a company that believes in branding heavily. And listeners, if you use that ticker symbol MEDH, you will see that MedX Holdings announces that they're OTC current. So you're current with your filings. Great management 101 move there for you, Hans. You're the CEO of the company. Let's learn about you and the team around you.
Yeah, well, you know, me personally, I've been involved in, you know, cannabis and ancillary businesses, you know, within the cannabis industry since about 2004. You know, I came involved through, you know, the smoke and vape industry. And as we've evolved and adapted over the years, which is, you know, almost 15 plus years, we've looked at where the best positioning would be, and we see some problems in the market, and we'd like to provide those solutions. One of the things that, you know, we've been saying quite a bit lately is timing is everything. So as much of an uphill battle as this has been over the years, we feel that, yes, the timing is now, especially with the elections, with Biden, with the momentum within the new states, you know, just recently legalizing and taking on recreational as far as medical as well. So, yeah, we think timing is everything and positioning is everything. And, you know, we'd like to be part of that movement that makes cannabis a commodity.
Well, very good. Good to be speaking with you today. So let's look back at 2020. Obviously, a different year. I mean, that's an understatement. The pandemic has affected and impacted every industry. However, cannabis has been actually moving well because of the state of the union of how cannabis works. We've spoken with in the past several companies in terms of delivery of cannabis. So you can have curbside pickup with some of the dispensaries. As you look at your company here in 2020, what do you see as some of the major accomplishments?
Well, I think hyper-focusing was one of the major accomplishments. I think for many businesses that suffered, unfortunately, or were, we'd say, you know, over-leveraged, they've had to pay for it. And we've had, you know, some pain points as well. Things that we're looking at is, you know, how we're going to move forward into 2021. Adaptation and evolution was key, you know, during 2020, learning how to immediately go online, how to offer additional services such as curbside and you know, and safety precautions and the additional investment it took to make sure that you're able to provide services and still, you know, be considerate of people's health. So coming out of 2020 and going into 2021, I'm going to say hyper-focus. We're cutting the fat. We continue to do that, looking for inefficiencies and underperforming areas in our business and getting rid of those. And then focusing on, an 80-20 rule is where is our revenue coming from and hyper-focusing on that.
Well, very good. We've spoken with Bruce Linton of Canopy Growth and now with Gage Cannabis, and he had a lot of insights into this area as well as how to mold and adapt in the areas that you just said. And it's funny, his point at the end of the day was to be incredibly focused, develop within one area, build that foundation, and then move on to the next area. Obviously, with you and your company looking at strategic partnerships, licensing, franchising, as we push into 2021, as we wrap up 2020, and you are the CEO, what's your vision for the company in 2021?
I'd like to see our core businesses revenues go up. I'd like to see a lot of growth there. And projects that were either put on pause or hold, I'd like to see us reevaluate those and see some of those launch in the second or third quarter of the year. And one of the biggest things to be working on, which is which would make us vertical, is getting seeds in the ground in our farm so that we can start participating in the Texas hemp program. And hopefully at some point we see medical and recreational get passed here in Texas, as we're sandwiched in between Mexico and Oklahoma and Canada. I think it's time for Texas to change their laws, and we'd like to be a part of that. So we definitely see some momentum. And again, going back to hyper-focus, concentrate on core business.
Listeners, I want to draw your attention back to a news release when Hans came on board the company, which was a couple of months ago, September 28th, 2020. Cheyenne, Wyoming is the dateline. And as you point out, you are located in the great state of Texas. I call it the great state because that's where I am as well. You've really entrenched yourself in this business, and you're right. What an opportunistic area to be. As you pointed out, geographically, you couldn't be in a better location. But you yourself have been immersed in this area. I want to get a little bit more about you and Dazed Incorporated and some of the things that you've done in the past to bring you to where you are today. Can you do that for us, Hans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we've done along the way is, as we've adapted and evolved our business model, we've learned a lot about the challenges that exist here in the cannabis industry. So I mentioned before is we see problems and bottlenecks, and we want to offer solutions. Something else that we're very interested in is fintech, area of cannabis. I've said in some other interviews that something that is critical to our industry is banking. And I myself and our company have had our challenges as far as creating those banking relationships and merchant services and credit card processing. These are major pain points for all companies, within the industry. And focusing on Texas is, as we've watched California and Colorado and some of these other states implement their laws and policies, I've been able to watch from a distance and see what's working over there. And being first to market is great, but being first to fail is not. So it allows us to kind of get a deeper perspective as the industry continues to evolve, the laws continues to change. And with Texas being such a huge and great state, I mean, we've got more than enough on our plate, and we'll concentrate in the state of Texas and slowly branch out from there.
Well, very good. I look forward to speaking with you in the future, and I think you bring up a great point. First to market is great, but if you don't have anybody and a history to read that was put forth before you, it's very difficult. We saw a lot of companies in Canada and North America make the mistake with their indoor facilities, spent millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, but didn't get something right in the mix, and then it all went kaputs, and so there you go. So I think that's a point very well taken. Hans, it's an absolute pleasure speaking with you. We look forward to more great things from MedX Holdings here in 2020 and well beyond. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Hey, Stuart, thanks so much. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time, and look forward to being on the news with you guys some more. See you guys soon.
Very good. For Hans Enriquez, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
SmallCapVoice.com, today's leader in investor relations, capital formation, and retail support, provides its clients with the highest level of service. Our audio interviews are disseminated to one of the largest opt-in audiences available today. How? We at SmallCapVoice.com believe in aligning and affiliating. affiliating ourselves with other leaders within the investor relations community. By sharing resources, each affiliated firm is made that much stronger and each client is served that much better. Our focus is to identify and provide the very best financial services and solutions available to clients and their shareholders. For more information about our services, please call us at 512-267-2430 or visit us on the web at www.smallcapvoice.com. This is a broadcast of SmallCapVoice.com, a financial communications and investor relations firm. SmallCapVoice.com receives payment for investor relations and financial consulting services that it provides to its clients. You should assume that officers, directors, and employees of SmallCapVoice.com or financial analysts mentioned and their families hold a position and intend to trade in these securities for their own accounts. This is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This broadcast does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by SmallCapVoice.com as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice.